Weeks ago, the Detroit Merrill race had come down to a contest between Mike Duggan, former head of the Detroit Medical Center, and Benny Napoleon, now the Wayne County Sheriff. Yes, there are other candidates, but they're all underknown, underfunded, and were seen as no real threat to survive the September primary. True, whoever's elected won't really be in charge until there's no longer an emergency manager. But this was expected to be the most exciting and significant mayoral election in 40 years. Then, to everyone's shock, a Wayne County Circuit judge ruled this week that Duggan wasn't qualified because he failed to meet the residency requirement. Detroit law says candidates have to be a qualified voter in the city for at least a year prior to the date they file to run. Duggan, who lived in Livonia most of his adult life, moved to Detroit and registered to vote on April 16th of last year. The filing deadline for mayor was this May 14th, so he thought he was fine. However, he turned his paperwork in early. He filed to run on April 2nd. He could have waited for another month, but just wanted to get it out of the way early. But Tom Barrow, a perennial candidate who's run and lost three times, sued, saying Duggan filed before he was qualified. And on Tuesday, Wayne Circuit Judge Lita Popke ruled Barrow was right and that Mike Duggan's name had to be removed from the ballot. This is likely not the last word on this. Duggan has vowed to appeal, and Barrow has asked the Michigan Supreme Court to step in, bypassing the Court of Appeals to save time, since primary and absentee ballots need to be printed soon. How all this will play out, nobody knows. Race is never far from the surface in Detroit, but this cannot be construed as a case of a black judge ruling to keep a white candidate from running for mayor. Judge Popke is a white woman and a former insurance litigator appointed to the bench by Governor John Engler. What this does do, however, is raise the curtain on our crazy patchwork quilt of residency and eligibility requirements. Last November, Gary Peters was elected to Congress from Michigan's 14th District. What's interesting about that is that he didn't live there. Legally, congressmen don't even have to pretend to live among the people they represent, but the mayor of Detroit does. Now, there's no doubt that the only reason Duggan moved to Detroit last year was so that he could run for mayor this year. But he's hardly the first politician to move for political reasons. Laws and regulations are necessary things, but in this case, you might think it would make sense to let the voters decide whether or not Duggan is Detroiter enough to be mayor, especially since he appears to be being penalized for getting his work done early. But in any case, it would seem to me we need a clearer and more consistent system of residency standards. But I'm not planning on holding my breath till that happens.